So one person that's about to perform, I feel like I know, but I haven't really, I don't think I've met face-to-face until this morning. Her name is Gab Benesso. We may have brushed elbows somewhere along the line, but she's a longtime Pittsburgh actor and comedian, raconteur, if I can use that term in the nicest way possible. And Josh Verbanitz is also here, a songwriter, generally great guy, just great guy. I'm sorry to embellish that with generally.
I'd say generally.
That sounds completely accurate to me.
Yeah.
The last time Josh was, do you remember what was unique about your last appearance here?
I was talking to Ray. My memory is that there was like a Girl Scout troop
that
was peering over through the windows, and we said, oh, come on in and you can ask questions. And
you might as well have been like an international heartthrob. It was really fun. We had a Girl Scout troop here for tours, and they loved your playing, and you also did, and I've heard a lot of them, one of the best versions of A Frog You Went A-Courting that I think I've ever heard in my life.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you had some verses I've never heard before.
I think it's because I was making them up as I went along.
Well, that
I did, like,
maybe
an 8-minute version of this old folk song, and yeah, it was interesting.
It was great. Well, they are billed as Josh and Gab, and we're going to let you listen to them. We'll talk a little bit more about what they do and what they're doing, but let's get started with them. Here's Josh and Gab at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Okay, this is our introductory song. This is the song we come out to in our performances, so it's a big song about clapping your hands. One, two, three, four. Playground, when you're on the playground, when you're on the playground and you'd rather be inside. Smile at all the friends around you and the kids that you don't know too, and here's something you can try.
Everybody loves a song, so everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, everybody clap your hands, your hands, your hands.
Woo!
School bus, when you're on the school bus, when you're on the school bus, it's a really bumpy ride. You're jumpy, or maybe lunch was lumpy, or maybe you're just grumpy, here's something you can try. You may find your fears are gone
when
everybody claps hands, everybody claps hands, everybody claps hands, your hands, your hands. Everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, your hands, your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands.
Woo!
Everybody clap your hands, your hands, your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands, your hands, your hands.
Oh, and on they are. And I would imagine you walking into an elementary school classroom, or maybe to a middle school classroom, singing along. Is that the venue for this type of song?
Yeah, we developed, four or five songs, mainly for younger kids, probably kindergarten through fifth at the moment.
Yeah, elementary.
Little on that side of
That's
things.
Great. Who did the arranging of that song?
Most of the
this
music
crazy
stuff
guy.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gab did all the comedy side. I did most of the music stuff.
That song's not derived from something else you've performed, is it?
No, I think if anything, it probably sounds like just another
a song that I would make up.
Yeah, it does.
For the most part. It just sounds like a typical Josh song.
I mean that in a good way. I'm saying a lot of things to you today that I mean in a good way. That
you just had knee surgery. Clearly. We're not taking it seriously. I'm sure no. It's not your fault.
No, no, the build up there, ba 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 ba. That's got you written all over it.
Now it was written in the middle of the night, so I might have dreamt another song that I've already written or something. So maybe later we can figure it out.
That's interesting. Yeah. These things that you have these great insights in the middle of the night. You wake up, at least I do, and I write them down and write them down and write them down, and then in the morning I remember having done that, and I'm all excited, and I look at what would appear to be like a sheet from a lie detector test or something.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing there. Or I'll see something like cup sandbox.
And it's the meaning of life.
Yeah, what's it all mean? So, Gab, you've been in Pittsburgh. Are you a native?
I am a native. I am. Wow. I went to college here. I grew up here. I am definitely a Pittsburgh girl.
Well, take me from birth to now.
Birth to now.
Sort of.
Okay,
where
I grew
up
in the suburbs, Robinson Township. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am.
On the way to the airport.
They named that after the mall, didn't they?
They did. But they named it after the mall. We are mostly associated with IKEA. That's our big landmark, so we have that. So I grew up. I went to Montour High School. I was mostly a soccer kid. I was a real athlete. That's sort of what I did. And went to Duquesne for college and fell in love with theater and performing. And pretty much gave up sports and focused on the arts. And I've just spent the last 10 years just working professionally as an artist in every facet you can think of, whether it's radio, comedy, theater, writing. I write a weekly column for AOL right now. I work for American Eagle. I'm the host of all their videos. So it's been a really – I love Pittsburgh.
Great.
It's a good city to me.
And I think, there's all of these unsung unknown careers or ways you can kind of support yourself in doing things you love and more or less your own way that people don't know about. And you've managed to do that, right?
It's true. I really am someone who wants to I don't like the games of like the popular arts, if you'll have
mm-hmm.
it. So, I've managed to be able to stay true to myself and my voice and grow and stay me and work in Pittsburgh. I kind of love it.
Yeah, and it's great when you're able to do that. And sometimes, just to take one, you probably know my friend Marcy over at American Eagle. Maybe
Marcy
not.
Marcy Lane.
I'm singing a Marcy Garger, actually,
okay.
But you might not.
I've met both Marcys, yes, but Marcy Lane's a very good friend of mine, yeah.
But, who would think that American Eagle would need somebody to host, videos
right.
that they do? But there's this need, whether it be, and we haven't talked about this, but whether it be to train people that manage stores or whether it be to for corporate culture or whatever, there's this little niche that's got your name written all over it or something to do in schools like this. So it ends up being a really great thing to do. And you're able to take all of your talents, clever wit, ability to sing, ability to connect, ability to put words together and actually have coherent sentences, and it all comes out.
That's one of your best abilities, I would say.
I would think so.
Coherent sentences, maybe.
Coherence.
What's your degree in from DK?
It's a theater degree, so it was mostly an English major, really.
Yeah.
We didn't really have a lot of we didn't have a performance program, so.
Did you do theater in high school, too?
Very little. My junior year, I always said to everyone I wanted to be Woody Allen when I grew up. So they knew I wanted to be a director. So I was the student director my junior year of high school. And then my senior year, we did Grease. And the woman, the girl playing Miss Lynch had to drop out. And so I got to play Miss Lynch. And we did this whole opening where it was like an assembly. And I got to improv comedy virtually for the very first time. And that sort of was my first time ever doing stand-up.
Wow. You just did that in 2 intuitively?
The director was just like, can you do that? Just go through and ad lib and make up and, these are your talking points and just, have fun with it. And yeah, I ended up doing it. We were nominated for a Gene Kelly Award that year and I did it at the Benedum in front of a full house and my dad was like, you were meant to be an actress.
See, that's not, you did that so well because nobody told you that you weren't supposed to be able to do that. That's I think there's this whole group of things that people do And it's like nobody told you you're supposed to go to a school with the Groundlings or right. with Second City and learn how to improvise. And so you just did it.
Right.
And you succeeded.
No, it's I feel like Josh and I, we've kind of discovered that in working together because, like, there's things that I'm not a musician and we need. And I was like, at one point I said, do you think I could just play drums? And Josh is like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's the kind of person that, you know, a week before we have to perform in front of 500 kids for the first time, I'll say, what if you were to play drums like Meg White, like in the White Stripes? And she would say, well, I don't know, I've never done that. And I said, no, you're a performer, you're one of those performer people, surely you can, I'm sure you can do it. Sure enough, her debut drumming gig is in front of 500 kids in a gymnasium at an elementary school, and she killed it. She played better than people that go to Berkeley, you know what I mean?
Wow. So I want to talk more about the band, but just to sort of refresh your memory, if you don't know Josh Verbanit, musically, Josh has, you've been doing a lot of things for a lot of years, but anything to bring us up to date on generally?
Let's see. I'm in a band called Meeting of Important People, Pittsburgh kind of garage rock band.
Right, with Hallie and, I always forget his name.
You're thinking of Matt Miller, the drummer in our band?
No.
So that, I think so. That might be Boca Chica.
Oh, I am thinking of Matt,
which is a phenomenal.
Oh, they actually, isn't that? I thought Hallie was in Meeting of Important People.
No, there was a time that I played. It's so incestuous.
Oh, you
there
played.
There was a time I played in
Boca
Chica.
Okay.
I played some bass.
I get very confused.
No, our band for a while there in 2007.
I'm thinking of James and
James Hart. Yeah, he's great.
And he's in the other band.
Right, he's in Boca Chica, and the Harlan Twins is his band.
Harlan Twins is who I'm thinking about.
But don't feel bad. Everybody's in four local bands, and you know whoever plays bass in one band might play drums in the other.
So who is in Meeting of Important People?
So it's myself. It's Aaron Bubenheim, who was in a great band called Brer Fox, the Resistors. And Matt Miller is our drummer, who has been in every band. He was in L'Ohio with your own Liz Adams. Mm-hmm. Matt was in Boca Chica. He was the drummer. He was in the Pleasure Technicians many years ago. But we have a big CD release show at the end of the summer. We're recording an album right now. It's our second full-length album.
For MOIP.
For Meeting of Important People. Yeah, and we're going to have a...
Was that hip that I said MOIP?
Or
did I just make it up?
No, everybody's been saying MOIP the whole time.
MOIP, yeah.
We didn't realize we'd stumbled on such a great acronym. You know, people go, MOIP. Yeah, we have a record release show August 24th.
Was it hip that I said hip instead of hip?
It was very hip. I've been feeling hip all day.
Me too. I think I need a hip replacement.
I need a knee and a hip replacement, I think. But yeah, so that's what's happening. It's been 50% working with Gab and 50% doing the new Meeting of Important People record this summer.
So what led to this? How did you two, first of all, how did you two meet? And second of all, how did you decide to do this?
Josh, should I?
I could put you each in a soundproof booth and see if the stories are identical.
My memory, real fast, is of always knowing about Gab as a comedian and having a bunch of mutual friends and seeing her perform early in the game, maybe when you're a bit more of a blue comic.
Yeah.
And becoming...
I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
No.
I was like, uh-oh.
No.
Hey, we're trying to get kids jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always aware of Gab and her comedy, and we had a bunch of mutual friends. And then, go ahead, recently, what happened to us recently?
Yeah, recently. So we'd always, you know, been friendly, and we'd worked a little bit where I'd have a show and his band would play.
I would open comedy shows for her here and there, our bands would, you know.
And then at New Year's, I don't know if you remember, Zoe Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt put out a video. They were singing, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And it went viral.
Yeah, a viral video online.
I mean, they're two famous people, and they made a YouTube video, and of course they had over 1 million hits the first night. Mm-hmm. And I was a little annoyed by it because I just feel like YouTube is for all of us unfamous people. But I kept it to myself, didn't think anything of it. And then Josh, just randomly on Facebook, was like, I hate that Zoe Deschanel video. So I emailed him. I'm like, what if we did like a parody, you know, like a Pittsburgh version of it? And he's like, yeah, but we should not do it like the same thing. Let's write an original song like over a random holiday. And I was like, yeah, what about like President's Day? And literally a minute later, he comes back with this amazing parody song about Abraham Lincoln. And I was like, let's do it. And we made this YouTube video, and we've had like 700 hits. And, you know, we're not Zoe.
It's
and
the Pittsburgh version of a million hits. Yeah,
that's our
pro-rated
version of a million hits. And that's
amateur rated, I guess.
And people, like, the response of us singing together was so great, and we had so much fun, and we just hit it off. And
did you use the same tune?
No, we made up a President's Day song instead of it being so. In the Zooey Deschanel video, she's appearing very aloof and cutesy, but you can tell she really is like exerting all this power over the other guy and like mm-hmm. directing him. No, you'll play this now, kind of. So we thought, what if we do a video where Gab is kind of bossing me around and I'm just aloof and we're trying to play a President's Day song? And I wrote this real absurd Abraham Lincoln song off the top from what I remembered about Abraham Lincoln's death, the facts that I could squeeze in.
Didn't he die trying to chop down a cherry tree?
That's him. Yeah, that's him.
Sort of.
He had
it was a play about a cherry tree.
I think he had spinal meningitis.
It was Chekhov, wasn't it?
It was Chekhov.
We'll check that one off. Terrible.
These guys are influencing me. People are going to want you to be here all the time.
I think we can solve that problem.
Yeah, I don't do much on Saturday mornings except watch cartoons.
And eat Sheetz donuts. Well, that's what I do, I guess.
What? You don't? You watch cartoons?
Oh, my gosh. I'm
this is the regression.
I'm the resident comedian with the Toonzeum. I'll say, yeah, I'm a big cartoon person.
Aren't you listening to the...
I can do both. I have ADHD, so I am very capable of watching a cartoon and listening to Saturday Night Live.
One ear on Looney Tunes, one ear on SNL. Yeah.
Thanks on feet. Resume. Thanks on feet. So what led to the idea of doing music for classrooms?
Well, strangely enough, a friend of ours at the Montour School District saw this little video that we made over the winter, which was just us being silly. And said, you know, I hate to say it, but I've been walking around and all those facts that you said in that song, I just seem to remember. And it was really nice how you guys sang them. And it was like you taught me stuff.
And you're a product of that school district.
And that's my school district, yeah.
Your alma mater, yeah.
So how's Zen like? I mean, the friend that saw it probably mm-hmm. didn't know that you were a product of that school district, right? Or maybe.
No, they did.
Oh, it
was
like
a
child.
It's a friend of mine who also went to that school district.
Oh, okay.
And she is now
in a position.
Yeah.
She is a grown-up.
In a position of authority.
Yeah.
Yes,
correct. She's an interning principal, basically. And we.
So she can use influence to basically divert tax money.
Actually, it didn't work
PTA,
too well in that respect.
It was more PTAs were bringing us in than the school itself. Because the parents really are the ones that are desperate for this kind of programming.
Sure.
Because they're the ones suffering with their kids every day. You know, it's really...
It's an epidemic.
It's an
true.
Epidemic.
Everybody, the second that... Well, they approached us and said, what would you think about putting together, 20 minutes of new music about anti-bullying music, positive, bullying awareness, and some comedy... And we'll do a live show. And so we immediately, I think we had 2 weeks.
Right.
I think we developed the entire show in 2 weeks because we wanted to workshop it before the end of the school year
mm-hmm.
and be able to put it on a resume. And we literally, for 2 weeks, like around the clock, wrote a bunch of songs. She wrote the incredible mix between testimonial comedy and sort of interactive emotional stuff with kids, but still with, of course, a very positive, humorous slant to it.
Well,
we're
going to need to hear some more. If you're just joining us, Gab Benesso is here along with Josh Verbana. It's Josh and Gab. And we've linked to their website, which is fun to see. If you just go to slbradio.org or go to joshandgab.com. And I really want to keep talking, but I also want to be sure we get lots of music. And what are you going to play next?
This is a pretty straightforward kids song. We're going to even use cue cards on this one. This is our kids folk song. This is about being a leader, right? That's one thing that a lot of school curriculum are pushing right now, the idea of being a leader to combat bullying. So this is our version of that. I'll show you that I can understand you, help you with your homework, and even hold your hand too. Set a good example and never reprimand you. I'm a leader too.
And I'll show you that I can share a snack with you, tell a funny story till I'm rolling on my back with you. We never laugh at others, and I know that it's a fact with you. I'm a leader too.
Well, I'll treat others how I want to be treated, and I greet others cause I want them to be greeted. I always tell the truth so I know that you'll believe it. I'm a leader too.
And if I see a bully, then I always tell a grown-up. And if your pants were ripped, well, I'd help them to be sewn up. I'd run and get the nurse if you were sick and you were throwing up. I'm a leader, too.
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Yes, it's true. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader just like you.
I won't stand for anybody getting picked on. I pick up banana peels so they won't get slipped on. I think of new ways for my classmates to get along. I'm a leader too.
Well, I'll take you for a drive once I get my driver's license. And listen very carefully to each and every sentence. I'll show you that I can make a difference. I'm a leader, too. Here we go. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Yes, it's true. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader just like you.
Well, I like you 'cause I can sing a song with you.
And I like you 'cause I can walk my dog with you.
Well, you and I are different, but I always get along with you. I'm a leader too. Well, I like you 'cause I can pal around with you.
And I like you 'cause I can joke around with you.
Well, I like you 'cause I can go to town with you. I'm a leader.
I'm a leader.
Well, I'm a leader to everybody.
I'm a leader. I'm a leader.
Great, Larry.
I'm a leader. Yes, it's true. I'm a leader. I'm a leader, I'm a leader just like you.
Again!
I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, yes, it's true. I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader just like leader, just like leader, just like you.
That's Josh and Gab at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I don't want to take the – Craig and Macon, Georgia, thank you. They like the Josh, Gab, and Larry show. That could be a metric system song. You know, I'm a leader. And
we are pushing an agenda.
You know, there is you know, a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan meets Alan Sherman meets Tom Lehrer in my head, you know, and it's like, I was a gallon, and then met Jimmy Fallon, he's from Canada too, and then you go on, and before you know it, you get to I'm a leader, and everything else.
I think he wrote that for me because he knows I'm a huge Broadway old movie musical. Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney are my gods. So
well, you know, you sing really well in that song.
You
two,
you think?
Yeah. Honestly, you've sort of got that. You need that up. No, you're good. Almost this Marlene Dietrich kind of, you know, it's nice.
Marlene Dietrich.
Wow, will be your fan of life, sir. You won me with that one.
I was a leader.
Something to me. Was that her? Didn't she sing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Josh and Gab are here. Now, I would imagine that Montour School District did not sign an intellectual property exclusivity license to your performances. So probably other school districts who are already thinking about fall programs or who are thinking about summer programs could go to joshorgab.com to obtain information about being a leader and bringing you there, right?
That's sort of our plan. Our idea is now that we've developed the show and gotten such an amazing response from it. For example, the Children's Festival asked us to to workshop the show.
Oh, great,
there,
great!
Which we did a few weeks back.
Yeah, Michaelina's. I'm on their board, and I didn't get a chance to see you, but
I didn't bump into you guys. I know Sarah Siplak, I believe, was there.
Yeah, we were there one day. I should say SLB was there 5 days.
Oh, wow.
I was there one of those 5 days. And what it's a great event.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Absolute blast. Yeah.
I want to be sure you do another song. I see another cue card.
Oh, we
have a few more songs.
We probably have time, I think, for three more or two or three. We have two or three. Your call.
Sure. We could do the song. Normally at our assemblies, we perform electric, which is cool. We realize this is probably the first time that a lot of kids are seeing a stand-up comic and a guy playing an electric guitar.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
You know, it's mind blowing, I think, for some young people. But we do have a song, as we mentioned, where Gab plays really cool rock and roll drums. And we decided to spare the studio that today, but we thought instead she could beatbox.
Absolutely fine.
This is a song that I sing mainly by myself about all the alternatives to bullying, all the things you can do instead of being a bully when you're, you know, instead of acting out. That's great.
Feeling down or I'm feeling mean, I'll eat a bacon burger with extra cheese, play my Xbox or I'll play my Wii, but I won't be a bully. When there's problems at home and I'm feeling weak, or if I haven't seen my dad all week, I'll leave a nice post on your Facebook wall and I won't be a bully. Even if we shop at a different mall, if I got a big house and mine is small, I'll leave that nice post on your Facebook wall, 'cause I'm not a bully, alright. When I'm feeling stuck and things aren't fun, I'll kick a soccer ball or I'll go for a run. I'll play my guitar or I'll bang my drums, but I won't be a bully. Well, even if I'm better at sports than you, if I miss my mom and I'm feeling blue, I'll talk to a teacher or I'll lace my shoe, but I won't be a bully. When I'm feeling bad and my hope is gone, I'll draw a big picture or sing a song. It's such an easy thing to get along, 'cause I'm not a bully, alright.
How's your breath holding up? Alright.
Everybody, I'm not a bully. Well, if I'm having trouble with a class in school, or if I hear a rumor that I know's not true, I'll never ever lose my famous cool, and I won't be a bully. When I'm feeling down or I'm feeling mean, I'll eat a bacon burger with extra cheese, play my Xbox or I'll play my Wii, but I won't be a bully. Again, I'm not a bully. I'm not a bully. I'm not a bully. I'm not a bull.
It's easier with an electric guitar.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
And it's easier with drums, too.
Yeah, we need
beat. How's that lung transplant?
I'll tell you what. You need to know. By the way, that was Gab Benesso and Josh Verbanitz playing live on the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 9 before noon.
You're like Biz Markie.
That was an amazing beatbox, and that was a beatbox. Typically, they're done where the microphone's doing most of the work, and that was done such that it worked acoustically in the air. It's really good.
We just threw it together yesterday.
You did a good job. It is an orange code orange air quality alert today, so be careful with that respiratory activity.
Okay.
It's a good thing. SARS mask or
good
something.
Thing, yeah, it's a good thing we're inside. How have the kids reacted? What you've played?
It was. I honestly, you know, I have been performing live since I've been performing since obviously high school, as I mentioned.
And this is new for you though, working with kids, right?
You know, not really. I've been doing the first night pretty much since the first year I did comedy.
We've done a lot of stuff between us. We've done quite a lot of stuff with kids and families.
Yeah, I've worked with kids.
Honest.
Well, I knew you had Josh. I didn't realize Gab had.
Yeah, my first regular comedy gig was with the Club Cafe, and Carl Mullen used to book it there, and he got me in with the Cultural Trust. And I started doing first night from the first year I was doing comedy, so I had to do clean children's style comedy, and I always made it an interactive show. Mm-hmm. So this is something I have been doing, but it's just so rewarding. I mean, it's wonderful because we're making them laugh, we're relating to them, we're trying to send this message in a way of it's cool to not be a bully. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We're trying to really, that's why we do the rock guitar.
And we can maybe just get away with it. I hate to say it, but some of the anti-bullying stuff that you see, it might be these folky-looking mountain men kind of guys, and it just seems a little removed. But we're so infantile in general.
You know, and they're so cute. I mean, they're like, you know, 5 years old, so they think we're 16. I mean, they really right. did. I was like, how old do you think I am? Am I five? And they're like, no. I'm like, am I 500? No. Am I 15? Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are awesome. So it's just a lot of high energy. It's so rewarding. I love it.
How old did they think you are, Josh?
I think they think I'm 72.
I think they think you're my grandfather, so we know.
They probably thought I shaved before every performance. Yeah. So I think
gosh, it's been a while since people asked me. People, do you remember Justin, who works with us, Justin Keckley?
Yeah.
Every now and then kids would say, is he your son? And it's like, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, he's in Portland, where if there's a bird on it, it's art. I think that's what they say.
That's a good line.
That's, it's not mine. I forget who told me that, but that's all you got to do. Got this mouse right here in my hand. We draw a little bird on it. $100. I've never been to Portland. I shouldn't say that. Boyd in Wolf Creek, Oregon called earlier. He may have to call to defend his state.
Right.
Boyd. What do you want to do next?
We have a fun song. You know what we should do real fast? We should pitch the other angle of our show that we haven't even said yet, which is we had this idea. We haven't done it yet, but in the fall we'd really like to turn it into sort of an interactive recording thing with our audiences, meaning at each assembly we're thinking of trying to do a unique song. Either we get the kids to help us with lyrics, for example. Who can give us a word that describes how you felt the last time you're – and we'll record that song. We'll upload it to our website and allow the kids after the show to download their school's
great
specific
idea.
Song.
Very good idea.
Trade it online. You know what I mean? Put it on social networking sites. Play it for their family. Start a dialogue at home. That kind of thing.
You still want that big viral video possibility,
that's
too.
Cool. I've been waiting. Yeah,
and,
I've been waiting.
You know, time just really flipped by. This will probably be the last one we have a chance to do. I hope that's okay.
That would be fine.
We come back sometime?
Oh, we would be honored.
It'd be great to have you come back. So what's this one called?
This is a parody of a Justin Bieber song.
Ooh.
Yes.
Which is, you know, we want to relate to our audience.
Right.
So we thought we'd do like topical song parodies, write a new one every month kind of thing. And this is featuring Gab as Justin Bieber. It's called...
His song is Boyfriend and ours is Real Friend. So.
Correct. And we have our fun backing track.
Oh, let me get your backing track ready to go.
Sure.
Ready to go?
Yep.
One. There we go.
There you go.
There it is. Okay, cool.
Here's Josh and Gap.
If I was your real friend, I'd never let you down.
What?
I want to see a smile on your face, not a frown. I want to make our school a safe place for the town, so I'd never let a bully go and push you around.
Round, round, round.
It's true. If I see somebody bullying, I know just what to do. I tell a funny joke, then I tell a teacher too. So say goodbye to bullies in 3, 2.
Hey, friend.
You know, I got something to say. Hey, friend,
let me talk to you, 'cause if I was your real friend, there's something you would know. I'd never ever tease you or push you in the snow. And I'd never spread a rumor over text or on the phone. 'Cause if I was your real friend, you'd never feel alone. Never feel.
I tell you what I like and I tell you what I don't.
What?
Some people spreading rumors like butter on a toast said even on the internet, even on their phone, it can hurt so bad when they make a mean joke. Real friend, you know that I'm your real friend. When everybody's bullying, you know I never chime in. When everybody's laughing, cheering, pointing, I ain't with the crowd. I'm only disappointed. Truth.
Hey, friend.
You know I got something to say. Hey friend, let me talk to you. Cause if I was your real friend, there's something you would know. I'd never ever tease you or push you in the snow. And I'd never spread a rumor over text or on the phone. Cause if I was your real friend, you'd never feel alone. Never feel alone. So give me a chance. Everyone needs a friend. And when the world seems sad, you'll be calling me a real friend. Real friend. Give me a chance. Everyone needs a friend. And you'll be calling me your real friend. Cause if I was your real friend, there's something you would know. I'd never ever tease you or push you in the snow. And I'd never spread a rumor over text or on the phone. Cause if I was your real friend, you'd never feel alone. Never feel alone. La da, na da, la 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 da. Cause if I was your real friend.
Josh, I love it. Josh Verbanitz and Gab Bonesso. I do hope you'll come back. You sounded terrific. Go to joshandgab.com for more information. And thank you to our other guests today.